Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled A Joyful Celebration, was written by Ann Cetus. My friend Sharon passed away 1 year prior to the death of my friend Dave's teenage daughter, Melissa. They both had been tragically killed in car accidents. One night, both Sharon and Melissa were in my dream. They giggled and talked as they hung streamers in a large banquet hall and ignored me when I stepped into the room. A long table with white tablecloths had been set with golden plates and goblets. I asked if I could help decorate, but they didn't seem to hear me and kept working. But then Sharon said, "This party is Melissa's wedding reception." "Who's the groom?" I asked. Neither responded, but smiled and looked at each other knowingly. Finally, it dawned on me. It's Jesus. "Jesus is the groom," I whispered as I woke up. My dream brings to mind the joyful celebration believers in Jesus will share together when He returns. It's portrayed in Revelation as a lavish feast called the Wedding Supper of the Lamb. John the Baptist, who prepared people for the first coming of Christ, had called Him the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He also referred to Jesus as the bridegroom and to Himself as the friend, like the best man, who waited for Him. On that banquet day and for all eternity, we will enjoy unbroken fellowship with Jesus, our groom, and with Sharon and Melissa and all of God's people. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 9. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are His judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of His servants." And again they shouted, "Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever." The 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne. And they cried, "Amen! Hallelujah!" Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, both great and small." Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, "Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad, and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear." Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, "Write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." And he added, "These are the true words of God." Now let's pray together. Dear Jesus, there is so much pain and suffering in the world, and at times it's hard to remain hopeful. We know the day is coming, though, when we will see You face to face, and we will be reunited with those we've lost. But while we wait for that day, please fill us with joy and hope, and enable us to be a shining light to this world that You love and died for. Thank You, Jesus. It's in Your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.